I love my creation as I love myself, my greatest happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I love my creation as I love myself, my greatest happiness. That really is a wonderful idea, to love our creation like we love ourselves. Most of the time we have a little trouble there. We have a little trouble. We love ourselves in kind of strange ways at times. We feed ourselves all sorts of nicotine and caffeine and tars and alcohol and drugs and silly foods. Hey, just as an instant, did you ever eat naked food? There's a company that puts out naked juice. But did you ever eat naked food? I doubt it. Did you ever eat food without spices on it? Did you ever eat food like a dinner, a nice salad without salad dressing, just plain, beautiful salad itself? Did you ever eat a steak without putting steak sauce on it, without putting salt and pepper and everything else under the sun on it? Think about it. Now, just pretend you are an ancient. You are a caveman, and you are coming home from a hard day's catching food for the table. And you come near your cave, and your wife and family are in the cave, and they're cooking. And they have the piece of food that you brought home the previous night, and they're cooking it over a fire. And they're turning the spit, and it is just delicious. It is a smell that just radiates throughout the entire area where you live, and you have no trouble finding your house. You go right to the house. Now, it smells so good, it tastes so good, it is so good, the meat is so tender and juicy and lovely. Do you think that she has gone out and gotten some herbs of the field and put them in there, that she has sprinkled parsley on it, and that she's put garlic on it, that she's put salt and pepper on it and things like that? You can be sure not. It was enough for her just to keep that thing over the spit and keeping it roasting. She doesn't have the modern stoves that we have, and she doesn't have the rotisseries that we have and things like that. She had to really work at it. So what did she put in her food?
Her love.
And her love made that food taste more wonderful, more delicious than anything in the world. And of course, I love my creation as I love myself, my greatest happiness. So I put in my creation who I am. Now, am I a nice person? Mm-hmm. If I'm a nice person, then I put that in my creation. And my creation reflects back to me whatever it is that I put in it. And if I put beautiful things in my creation, everybody likes my creation. If I put not beautiful things in my creation, then people don't like my creation, starting with me. Now, has your creation ever had a mind of its own sometimes? Well, I would prefer to have you say no. But has your creation ever had a mind of its own? Sometimes you think it does. You think it has a mind of its own that it does some naughty things. And you say, oh my, my son doing something naughty, my daughter misbehaving, my husband or my wife not paying attention to the rules of the community. Oh, goodness, how can that ever be? Well, that's your creation. Did you ever think of saying, for instance, my husband is a fabulous man. Oh, yes. My husband is a wonderful lover. Yes. My husband is a good provider. Yeah. My husband drives like an idiot. My husband drives like an idiot. Where'd that come from? Well, that's the appearance. Well, don't empower it. How does your husband drive?
Wonderful, harmoniously, cautiously.
Wonderfully, harmoniously, beautifully. My husband drives with such love and skill. You'd think that he was on the Indies 500, Indianapolis 500 Raceway, Not going fast, but with skill. Now, Ellen immediately thinks they're going a mile a minute like a bat out of hell. And that's because Ellen does not appreciate skillful driving.
Skillful, yes.
That's skillful driving. Now, when the race is on, that's one thing. But when the driving is on, and now these fellows, they drive on the track when they're not in the race. They're driving the track to learn the feel of the track, to learn how to turn on the corners, to learn what sort of variances they must give themselves as they make this very speeding movement and so on. They learn to have you ever heard of anybody tipping over their car or having an accident as they're practicing? No. They only do that when they're in the race. Now, why do they have accidents, so to speak, in the race? They have accidents in the race because the person is not thinking about his driving, he's thinking about the other contestant and he's trying to beat them. Instead of doing his best, he's trying to beat or win over somebody else. So whenever we try to go in competition in the world, we always will end up in a failure. We have to, because we're not giving our personal best. We're not doing that which we can do to the highest and the greatest and the best that we can do it. Now, how can we do what's to our highest and best and the greatest that we can do? By naming it and claiming it. It's done unto us according to our belief. What sort of belief are we going to put in our mind? What sort of a conviction are we going to put in our mind? What sort of a desire do we have in our mind for whatever it is that we're doing? Irene, one of our prize students, writes that she loves writing stories. And when she writes stories, she feels so good. But she has writer's cramp when it comes to starting writing. And she says, how do I get over that? How do I get going on writing? Well, if she would say this statement, I love my creation as I love myself, my greatest happiness, she would just be so happy to write because it's her creation. Now, she writes that she took her creation to her mom. She read it to her mom, and her mom gave a big yawn in the middle of her reading it. She thought, oh, my goodness, I'm boring my mother. And so she took her papers and started to leave. And her mother said, where are you going with my papers? You wrote that story for me, didn't you? Yes. Well, leave it here. I want it. Now, her mother may have yawned because she had a yawn.
Yeah.
We sometimes do. And it has nothing to do with the content of the thing we're listening to, but she just had to yawn. And we misjudge. But Irene did say, which was the wonderful statement of all, she says, I wrote for myself. And this is the most wonderful thing. I wrote for myself. See, at the end of her letter, she was able to conclude that, and she was able to say that she wrote for herself. And let's see, it's after midnight, late meeting, what I was telling about her. But she wrote for herself. And then she shared it with someone else. Now, did she get the glory already? She got the glory for writing it for herself. And sharing it with somebody else is giving them the opportunity to see it through her eyes, but it's rare that another person can see through your eyes because they haven't had your background and haven't had your experiences. I love my creation as I love myself. How do you love yourself? Do you like what you do? And someone else comes along and says, ugh, I'm not interested in doing that. You know, I was at my brother's house with Ellen and Sylvia, and I went into his guest bathroom, and Sylvia was in there working away. And I looked at the bathroom, and I looked at the toilet, and I looked at the sink, and I thought to myself, there is a lot of love here. My brother may never notice that because he doesn't use that bathroom, but there is a lot of love there. Sylvia cleaned that bathroom as though she were going to be there. as though she were going to use it, as though she were going to enjoy her cleanliness and enjoy it. And I'm sure you did, too. But the point is, she gave it her love regardless who sees it or if anybody says thanks a lot. Ray's having a little difficulty with his sight, and so he wouldn't perhaps notice how beautifully she did it. But she knows how beautifully she did it, and that's the only compliment we any of us ever need. So, I love my creation as I love myself, my greatest happiness. So as we love our creation, as we love everything we do, we find that it's a joy to do it. And as Irene loves writing because she's expressing some beautiful thoughts, she will write and write and write, and she'll write tons. And I said to Irene, and then I will say to Irene, she said, how do you write to people about dying? And I'm going to tell her, the most easy way to write about dying, and I am an expert at this, the most easy way to write about dying, and I know all of the ins and outs of it, the easiest way to write about dying is to write about living. Because dying, as we perceive it, means the cessation of life, to end it. And we know nothing about that. We only know about living. Until the moment you die, you're living. Until the moment we take our last breath, we are living in this body. And when we cease living in this body, it doesn't make any difference. We are then living in another dimension. But we're not familiar with that dimension because we haven't taken the time to go into meditation and be aware of it. We could be aware of it if we wanted to, but most of us are afraid to be aware of it. We're thinking that on that other dimension, whichever it may be, it would be frightening. But it's not frightening. It's just like this, only different. It's just like this, only we are being ourselves on some other manner of expression. Now, how do you write about dying? You write about living beautifully. You write about living valiantly. You write about living to the fullest, in all the happiness of your heart, in all the joy of your soul. You write about living from the most noble, the most beautiful, the most fulfilling way that you can ever conceive of it for yourself. Now, does Sylvia, this kid over here, does she know about dying?
No.
She knows about living. And so she cleans the bathroom within an inch of its life because she wants to use it. She wants to see it nice. To her, when she sees her reflection off the bathtub wall, she knows she's done a good job. She's got a shine going there beautifully. When she looks at the mirror and she doesn't see any specks on the mirror from shaving or from brushing teeth or something, she knows that that mirror is clean. And nobody may go in that bathroom until the next time she comes, which may be a few days later. And it doesn't matter. That bathroom is clean. Can we do this with every area of our life? Do it to the highest and the greatest that we can possibly do so that we can be happy with it? And if we're happy with it, then it's great. Ray gave us some trinkets from his house. He wanted to say thank you and thank you. And I said, Ray, there's a cobweb on top of there. He said, oh, on top of the trinket? How about that? Just a little something extra I'm giving you. You know? I mean, he makes a silk purse out of a cow, out of a sow's ear. And that's beautiful. Now, he doesn't say, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, he knows there are cobwebs here and there in his house that he hasn't caught a hold yet. But, and he's not worried. He's not worried in the slightest. And we shouldn't be either. We too should go around our world making silk purses out of sow's ears. We should be making silk purses out of every beautiful thing or not beautiful thing, but we should find the glory in it and find the wonder in it and find the joy in it. And my love, I love my creation as I love myself, my greatest happiness. And that is true. Before I left Ray's house the other day, I did a few little things, and I didn't tell him about it. I went through his backyard, and I pruned all the branches of the bushes and the trees so they would be above his height. So when he walks through the backyard with his limited vision, he will not get poked in the eye by any branches. I went around all his rose bushes and trimmed them back so that they would be out of the way from catching on his clothing as he walked by. I cleaned up here and I cleaned up there. I'm not trying to say how good I am. I'm just saying, when you love yourself and you love what you're doing, I did it for myself. I trimmed those bushes for myself, but I did it with him in mind because I could see those branches. And if I wasn't looking, I could get poked myself. But I could see them, and he couldn't see them. And so they're not there for him to be bumped by. And that's a wonderful thing to do. Always do everything for yourself, but in mind of who else is going to be around. Not that you want to impress them, but that you don't want to distress them. You want to make it as lovely and wonderful as can be. And as I said to Ray, where are your plastic bags? Ah, da, 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 and the lower shelf of the right-hand cabinet, and they were there. And I said, where are your dust cloths and rags? And he told me another cabinet. Yeah. And then I said, where is this or that or anything? He knew right where it was. He had it down pat. And then two girls were at the house, and they rearranged a couple things. And they put the kitchen cleanser and a few other things on the left instead of the right hand of the cupboard. And so if he goes in that cupboard reaching to the left when it should be on the right, he'll wonder now, somebody's been here. So therefore now I have to look a little wider afield. But with his memory and his choice of putting things, it would be right where he wanted it. And fortunately, he's the only one that's there. And he's the only one that takes care of everything. So it's a beautiful thing. I love my creation. I created Ray. I created him asking me to do things and not asking me to do things, but giving me the opportunity to do it. And it's a satisfying thing. It's my greatest happiness, and it is your greatest happiness. So I don't know what Ellen did there. She was spending the whole day there, but I don't remember seeing, oh yeah, you used the vacuum cleaner, and you used a dust cloth, and you used a broom out in the porch, and Ellen was just everywhere. Also, she and Sylvia made a Hausfrau, Hausputzer team, Putzfrau, that means a clean Frau, a cleaning Frau. They were just two cleaning Fraus going through that house, and when they got done, anyone would come in that house and they'd say, my, he keeps a nice clean house. And that's what we want them to say. And that's what we want to do, because it is my greatest happiness. Have a lovely day, and remember, I love my creation as I love myself, and so anyone who looks at you and says, my, you are a wonderful person, know that you have created them saying the right thing by your doing the right thing, loving yourself. I love you, I love you, I love you.